Say hello.
Hello.
Luke!
Hello, how are you?
What's on your mind tonight?
No, not much. My school, the Forsyth District.
Wait a minute, Lukey.
What?
Who the flamin' hootie hoosky is this?
Luke, it's me and Tori.
I know.
Luke!
What?
Hi.
I know.
Luke,
yep.
Would you like to introduce your lady friend?
You've met me before.
I have?
You haven't met me. Tori, be quiet for a second.
How many girls are on this line?
Two.
Oh, my Lord, what's happened to the Mishki broadcast? Luke, who's on the line with you?
Abby.
Abby and?
Tori.
Abby and Tori and Lukey. Well, a festive Friday night and what a start to the old broadcast. What brings the three of you together?
We're friends.
I realize that, but on the air here, what brings you together on the air?
He gave us
the number so we can call and everything.
Yeah, and then she spent the night at my house.
I see.
Yeah.
You're here.
Yeah.
I hear. Kids always taking things so literally.
That's all
about it. Sorry, Abby, I got something to say. I'm taping this.
Oh. Tori and Abby,
yeah?
According to Minnesota law, you do not have to be informed that Luke is taping this. But he has graciously decided ethically and morally it's important... If he's going to sleep tonight, to let you know that he is taping this right now. Taping.
Luke, that's fine. Are you gonna show it to the class?
Yep.
Show it to the class or have the class hear it?
Yep. Well,
got you back there, didn't I?
Hey.
We're having fun now. Hey, this is great. So, do the three of you know a song?
Yeah.
Lori and Abby. It's their turn.
Lori and Abby are going to sing? I'll tell you, Luke, they sound more energized about being on the air than you do.
Yeah,
apparently, it's become a little too old hat for you.
Yes, I do.
We know a song we want to sing.
How old are you girls?
10.
10, 10, 2, 20. All right, sing it.
Okay, 1, 2, ready.
Your grand old flag, your high flying flag, and forever a peace made way.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're the land I love.
No, you're singing it wrong. You're singing it wrong.
Okay, we're going to sing Oh Say Can You See.
Okay.
Oh, say can you see,
ba-da-ba-ba-ba,
by the dawn's early light. But so proudly we hail,
ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba,
that the twilight's last gleaming. And the rocket, whose broad stripes and bright stars,
ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
We don't need that.
Tori, your voice is too horrible. Stop singing!
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, they train them well in our schools. Just another example of youngsters learning things the American way. Tori, Abby, and Luke. Typical American kids in a typical American town. Let them know what you think about them, folks. Come on. Thank you. Good. Then let's go back to Luke and Abby and Tori. Abby and Tori, maybe Lukey should teach you a little something about singing. Would you like that? Would you like a little lesson?
Sure.
Sure, why not?
Oh, you seem a bit more subdued. Luke, what do you got up your sleeve tonight?
I never agreed, but I say yes.
Tori.
Luke, what do you have up your sleeve?
What do you mean?
Yeah, you what's stuck in your craw? What's, you know... Pardon?
What's on my mind?
Very good, then.
Okay. Abby, Tori, you went to the thing, too. In Forest Lake, we had... Well, all the schools in the Forest Lake District, we went to a big get-together. We went to the junior high in Forest Lake. There was, like, 10 schools there. It was all fifth graders. And we went swimming, and we played basketball and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Tori and Abby went.
Okay. Well, 50,000 watts. Just want to remind you of that. And
thank you, Tori and Abby.
Is all America listening?
No, not all of it.
Just a chunk.
Yeah, just a chunk.
Some places I'm seeing.
Just a chunk.
No, maybe like a quarter.
Quit analyzing it. What does it matter? Well, if you're standing up in front of a crowd of 10,000 or 20,000, does it really matter? You got people in front of you. They're listening. They're paying customers. Now, what do you have for them?
Money.
What?
No. A good
show.
Yeah, a good program.
I haven't heard much yet.
What do you want us to say?
Something that would justify your presence on the air tonight.
1 second, I got just the thing.
Yes, we got just the thing. I'm gonna sing.
No, you're not.
I'm gonna.
Tori, I need to.
Are you two really friends?
Yes.
I think tonight you're gonna kill each other.
Allie, where's the knife? I'm gonna kill you.
I'm joking.
Okay, 1 second. Okay.
I feel like my mom's not listening.
Tori, 1 second. No.
Okay,
Tori, say something. Just sing a song or something.
I'll tell a funny joke, okay?
We don't really do jokes on this program. I tell you what, Lukey, your friends have about 10 seconds to come up with something entertaining or I jettison the lot of you.
Okay, I got it. Are you listening?
I hope he is.
I'm all ears, kiddo.
Okay. Listen.
AMP3.com. Silly wabbit. I'm too sexy for my heart. Too sexy for my heart.
Luke.
What?
You gave them my phone number?
Yeah.
You're going to have a timeout now, Luke. Young man.
Yes?
You're going to have a timeout.
Yes? What?
Wipe that smile off your face. You gave those two a number to a 50,000-watt professional broadcasting operation here in the Twin Cities, a major market. Didn't you, Luke?
I didn't know they were going to do that. They're being brass right now.
What did you think they were going to do, young man?
Being brass.
You're going to have to go away now.
Bye-bye.
You girls?
Yeah?
You're going to have to go away now.
Why?
Because you're not contributors.
What does that mean?
Contributors. You're not offering anything that's entertaining to the people out there.
Well, like what? Can you give us like a little lesson?
Well, if you're going to sing a song, it's helpful that you know the words. You don't.
Yeah, I'll sing a song and I know the words.
Do you? Do you know you can redeem yourself here if either of you have bothered in your lives to memorize a single poem? Have you?
I know a poem.
I'm all ears.
Okay. Roses are red, violets are blue, you are sweet, and I love you.
And they've been jettisoned into the ether.